If there's one case in strategy that's become a classic, it's the Honda motorcycle case. It's become a classic because it tells a story that strategists kind of enjoy because, in part, it embarrasses them. The story is that in the late 1970s, as teachers were trying to teach strategy for the first time at the Harvard Business School and at a few other places like the University of Virginia, they were trying to find good cases to teach. And in particular, they wanted to talk about how strategy works in large organizations, but also what the work is of strategy consultants who are trying to help companies to make the most of their productive capacity. Now, there aren't many of these examples that are sort of open. And the British government in the mid-1970s had published one. This was about their own production of motorcycles in Britain. And this case became known as the Honda motorcycle case. Not that Honda is made in Britain, but rather that Honda was the competition to the British motorcycle manufacturers. The context is that British motorcycle manufacturers had been dominant from the 1950s onward, and particularly in the United States, where they sold most of their very large motorcycles. Motorcycles like Triumph were favored by all kinds of people who drove motorcycles, and in movies where people drove around in motorcycles, where they looked tough, they were driving British motorcycles. British motorcycles then were sort of associated with tough gangs of motorcycles, hoodlums. In the 1960s, however, Honda came to America and started selling very different kinds of motorcycles, scooters, in effect. These were small motorcycles that were fun. They were tiny, they didn't consume a lot of gas, they were very dependable, and frankly, you wouldn't wear a leather jacket to drive one, you'd be more likely to just wear a t-shirt. They also mounted a great campaign to try to shift the kinds of people who drove motorcycles. Their campaign was called "You Meet the Nicest People on a Honda." In fact, featured lots of women, for example, and older people driving around on these scooters. Hey, you could even put your dog in the back and carry a surfboard. What the consultants who had tried to help the British motorcycle manufacturers pointed out was that Honda had completely changed the nature of the market. By implementing this new marketing strategy, by creating a wonderful tagline, by selling very different kinds of small motorcycles in which they had the competitive advantage, which they produced large numbers and could sell them at a much lower price, they had completely changed the market. And so their conclusion was, this is Boston Consulting Group, which was advising the British motorcycle industry, their conclusion was that the British should give up, that in fact they should stop making motorcycles and trying to sell them in the US or anywhere. They should just walk away from it entirely. It was such a clean conclusion and so obvious and so clear that the Japanese had basically taken this market away from the British that consultants were able to get a lot of glory from this, and also strategy professors were made to look pretty smart when they taught this case and students understood what was going on. The only problem was that when one of the teachers went to Japan to interview one of the top people at Honda and complimented him on his brilliance, the chairman of the company said, yeah, well, the only problem is that it didn't quite work like that. In fact, we never intended to sell large motorcycles. Sorry, never intended to sell small motorcycles. We intended to sell large motorcycles. In fact, we only sold the small motorcycles after we failed to sell those large motorcycles. And moreover, that ad campaign that was so brilliant, well, we had nearly rejected it along the way. In fact, it came from outside. It wasn't from our devising. It wasn't really an idea they would come up with. Pascal was shocked by this. He suddenly realized that the strategy he'd been teaching his students for all that time was wrong. That, in fact, this had been an emergent strategy. That things had just kind of happened. And that maybe the Japanese were better because they were willing to be open to new ideas. When he wrote this up, this in turn shocked all the people who taught this case. And all of a sudden they began to question what they were teaching. Maybe strategy wasn't as clear, as direct, as linear as they had expected. Now all this means that now strategy teachers tend to teach both sides of the case. In fact, the Harvard Business School case, which has become a classic, is now divided into two parts, the A and the B, both of which set this out and separately. But there may be a way to resolve this. Not to say that the truth is somewhere in the middle, but rather to better integrate what was going on. First of all, let's think about what the chairman said. If the chairman is right that he didn't really understand the strategy, maybe it doesn't require that the chairman understand the strategy. Maybe it was the people who sold the motorcycles in California who developed a really smart strategy. In which case, maybe strategy isn't always just something that's developed from the top. Maybe it also comes somewhere in the middle. So maybe that's one way to understand it. The other way that you might want to think about it is to think that maybe what was really going on was that they had imposed a history on this after the fact. In fact, the really crucial thing was not the story of Honda, but the story of the motorcycle manufacturers in Britain. And whether or not that was a good idea or not, because no one to this day says that the British motorcycle manufacturers were going to win back that market. So in fact, the consultants were right. They just may have been wrong about the reasons why they weren't able to win back the market. So maybe there's more truth in the story than we think. But either way you look at it, it's a wonderful lesson in trying to believe that you know everything about something. It's a cautionary note that perhaps we should all value.